Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And welcome once again on this beautiful Sunday morning to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful teaching and lesson from our host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. We want to also think about what this day is representing in the history of man and the celebrations that will be going on today and tomorrow because of that. The 4th of July, which was supposed to be the independence of equal rights and equality, freedom, justice, and equality for all human beings, supposed to be. But as we know, that independence, that equal justice and equality still does not exist because it cannot exist on words alone written on paper unless they are put into action, sincere action from within. So man today is beginning to realize that he is living as though he was living back before he even received equal justice, freedom, and equality. I won't hold you any longer. I want you to know that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today, this discussion will be on Ramadan, the end and the beginning of life. As you know, this is the month of Ramadan, and we've been having different discussions as we observe this month, to let you know exactly the true meaning of Ramadan and why we are observing a month of fasting. Ramadan is the month in which the complete and final revelation of Almighty God Allah was revealed for mankind, because Almighty God is life. He revealed His life-giving teachings for a world in spiritual darkness, a world that didn't know Allah, their creator, at that time, 14 centuries ago. The world today is in the same state that it was then. Most people are still in spiritual darkness. So Ramadan should be taken very seriously as we conclude this month of Ramadan, because if you don't get the life that Allah wants you to have this month, you may not live to see another Ramadan to get the life that is eternal life with Allah again. All right, before I continue any longer, I want to introduce you to the guest today, our host today, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak to all of you fasting Muslims and non-Muslims who are observing the fast of Ramadan. We have so many non-Muslims now. I'm so grateful to live to see the day that Islam now has touched the hearts and souls of so many Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, non-Muslims, and they realize that Islam is not just for Muslim, but it's for them also. And so they are observing the fast with us, and they have great respect for the Ramadan. And I'm just so happy to see that. Allah bringing the world together in spite of the Muslims not doing the da'wah that they should be doing, trying to invite people to Islam. Allah said he don't need nobody to promote his truth. He say he's the one that's doing it. He said he even revered during the life of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he revered to his followers. He said, listen, if y'all don't follow my prophet and spread my truth, it is no matter. He say, my prophet and his companion, Abu Bakr, I think it was in the cave, and say the enemies, they came, they was going to kill him. Saying, I sent down forces to aid my cause that even Prophet Muhammad and Abu Bakr didn't see. That was the surah talking about the birds and the spider. When Allah set down the spider's web over the cave and the bird's nest, and the followers got up there, the men that was going to kill the prophet and Muhammad, and they say, no, it can't nothing be in this cave. That bird wouldn't have a nest, and there wouldn't be a spider web there. So my point is this. We'll open up with prayer, and we'll continue. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That is with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Again, Ramadan Mubarak. Blessed Ramadan and Ramadan Kareem, also generous Ramadan. Now, I would like to go on this subject because the show is short. What I want to say is this. Ramadan represents the beginning, a new start in the world. 1,400 years ago, the whole entire world was spiritually dead. That you know what that means? When the world is spiritually dead, that means that evil has completely engulfed or taken over the world like it is today. And people was doing all kinds of things. They was eating the flesh of people. They was taking little bitty girl babies, burning them alive. Just unimaginable things like they're doing today. You know, history repeats itself. It's a revolving cycle. If you don't change history, the same history going to come back around. And so even if you change history and you don't make sure that you keep that history right, separate the good history from the bad history, if you don't guard over the good history, the bad history will take back over and come back around instead of the good history. And that's what have come, back around, the bad history, because the Muslims have gone astray. And Prophet Muhammad said they would go astray. He said, my ummah, after I leave, they going to go astray. He said that. And the Muslims today have gone astray. So I'm saying that not to condemn any Muslim, remind your Muslims that in order to come back to the straight path of Allah and His Prophet Muhammad, you have to give up yourself. Stop, get the word I out of your vocabulary. Ain't no I. It's us and we. Even in the Quran, Allah say, when He say He did this and He did that, He created this creation, He don't say this, I did it. He say, we did it. Now, we know Allah don't need no help, but He includes His creation because He loves His creation, and He wants us to, His creation, to know, I want y'all to stay unified. Stay under my unity, and I'll protect you. So He say we, so we can know we is a part of, we all are one with our Creator. So Ramadan brought in during one of these last night, Allah revealed, it's called the Night of Power. He revealed His final revelations to His angel Jibril, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, to His last prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. And why is it called the night of power? Why didn't Allah say, reveal it in a day of power? A lot of people, Muslims too, don't even realize this. In this world we're in, we don't even live a day. Allah said a day of our time is like 1,000 years of this time. So think about that now. The oldest man that ever lived was 950 years old. That was Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. He didn't even live a day. So we don't even live in this way, this world a day. So that's why the day of judgment is called the day of judgment, because that'll be the first day of our life in the real world. This world we're in here, it's not real. It's a dream world. It's an illusion. It's only a place where we are here to be tested with all of these deceptions in this world. Everything in this world, even the heavens and everything on earth, is nothing but an illusion. They're not real. They're not real. The real world is unseen. So Allah revealed this final revelation 1,400 years ago to bring life back to a world of spiritually dead people. And he have those same revelations will work today and bring life back to a spiritually world of dead. That includes the majority of Muslims too. They're people, ain't they? So we're talking about all people. So I'm going to stop right here and give somebody else an opportunity to talk because it's a short show. Peace be with you. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, teaching on Ramadan, the end and the beginning of life. All right. And Ramadan, so many people don't know about Ramadan, what's all about, and he is making it very clear and very plain today, the true reason for Ramadan and our true purpose in life. So I want to, we do have guests today. I see here our board is lit up. So we're going to begin the first phone number I see here, which is 919-591-8387. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Luqman Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum, yes.
Luqman, assalam.
Walaikum salam, brother Luqman.
I wasn't even aware that I was on the I knew I dialed in, but I wasn't aware that I was on the air. Anyway, I appreciate you, brother, giving me the heads up of this program here, and I appreciate the work that you're doing, alhamdulillah. You know, and you're right about the Ramadan is a way for myself as well as others to get themselves back in line with Allah. You know, a lot of times during the course of the year, we seem to get away from practice of Islam. We are being influenced. A lot of times we are influenced by society, they try to find an easier way to practice our religion, our faith, and then most of the times that we are going against what we know about what we should do in our holy book.
That's right.
And I hope that makes some kind of sense. But anyway, I look forward to, I suffer from diabetes, but I'm a type 2 diabetic. But
yes, sir.
For me, I knew I have the option of either to fast or not to fast. But this year, I've been fasting because, the Holy Quran states that hardship can be a ransom, And I know that when it's time for me to meet my maker, I know I want to have some ransom money to be in favor of our Creator. I'm taking it upon myself to fast, and so far, my fast has been great. I had a difficult time one day, but as far as I'm concerned, that's normal because of when I wasn't diabetic, I had some difficult times.
But, yes, sir.
What I learned to do, I learned to be reasonable. What I did, I sat down and got my composure together, and realized that I need to take a little bit more easy, to not strain myself, my work. But alhamdulillah, got about a few more days to go, and I'm looking forward to the completion of my fast.
Yes, sir.
And that's another thing that what I realized, what the Quran says, it says fasting is for Allah. Very few things that me as a human being can do for Allah. And I know
that's
that
right.
Tells us that fasting is for Him. And that gives me the opportunity to help personal relationship with the Lord. And I'm really grateful.
Can't hardly hear you, brother. Can you hear
me? Opportunity to speak my thanks.
Okay, Brother Lukeman, we have a limited period of time. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you supporting not our program, me and the sister, but this program is for the whole world. And we thank Allah that this is a medium by which He's blessed us with to reach the whole world, and we've been blessed to reach the whole world for now going on 2 years. And it's been absolutely amazing, and I thank Allah Almighty for that. So we want to bring on another guest because the time is very limited. And please come back on to visit us more, and we'll have more time because our time is going to go back to the regular schedule, which is 45 minutes soon.
I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Assalamu alaikum. And Ramadan Mubarak. And blessed Eid. Blessed Eid.
Yes, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, brother, for your beautiful comments. We have now another guest, 919-717-2047, and that sounds like our beautiful supporting brother, Larry. Assalamu alaikum, brother Larry. Ramadan Mubarak.
Well, alaikum assalam, Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, good morning to everyone, all listeners. This is a great show, of course. This morning is so great, and this time of season for us to be in the month of Ramadan. And I tell you, that brother right there that just went off the air, he really hit it on the head, I mean, in my concerns in my mind, because one reason I say so is because he – as they say, great men think alike. He took the words right out of my mouth. And the thing that Ramadan does for me as well, my brother, is of course, Ramadan brings about a balance within our lives, brings about balance within one's life. Because God's creation is a creation of balance. And surely throughout the year we we slip or slide, or we astray ourselves during the year. And Allah is so blessed and so merciful, and He knows what we know not, that Ramadan does bring back one back to the straight path of consciously in one's mind. So it does bring back a degree of balance in one's life. And so it really is a great thing, and I bear witness to that myself, that it helped one to balance, because if one is eating too much throughout the year, during the month of Ramadan, and he gets into Ramadan, he can learn how to balance his meals. If one overdoes other activities, one can, after Ramadan or during Ramadan, and thereafter, one can balance his wrongdoings in that respect. So it's just a great thing. And I really thank God for this month. I thank God for you all the input that I have received from Brother Shaheed and the listening audience. I give praise to Allah for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much, Brother Larry. And just briefly, before we bring on another guest, I just want to bear witness to you and Brother Lukeman that I hadn't thought about it that way, but you all are absolutely right. Balance means that everything is equal. You can't have balance without equality. Because if you take a scale and you put the same amount on that scale, then that's going to balance that scale. So our life, Allah says, 50% serving Him is being married, because He created man and woman to procreate. He said, regarding the other 50%, fear me. That means the fear to disobey Allah. So even if you're not married, the balance in your life comes from you obeying or aligning your life with the will of Almighty God. because the Almighty God, like you said, Brother Larry, created, he say in the Quran, the whole world with balance and justice. And you can't have balance without justice. So the world is so imbalanced because, check this out, you got 99% of the people in America poor and 1% rich. That's a great imbalance. So imbalance also is equality. So we bring our life back to a point, if we sincerely go into Ramadan, where we understand the equality of our brothers and sisters, and we understand that we can't be a true believer until we want for them what we want for ourselves. That's a balance. Not me having $100,000 and you having $100 and me being satisfied with you having $100 and you can't even take care of your needs and your family and I got all this money and I won't help you. Because most Muslims now, they are not practicing wanting for your brother what they want for themselves. And we got to bring that back, because Allah is not going to guide you if you don't want for your brother what you want for yourself. Peace. You want to bring on another guest, sister? Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum asalaam.
Yeah, I was talking to you. I know the time is fleeting. I asked you, did you want to bring on another guest?
Oh, yes, that's all the guests that we have to bring on right now.
Okay.
With a 30-minute show, we only permitted two guests to come on. We did have someone else, but I think they took that person off.
Okay, that's right.
We do have a few minutes left, 3 minutes left to talk. We have 7 minutes left to talk. I was looking at.
Assalamu alaikum, sister. And I would like to also add, Brother Shaheed and sister, about brother that was on, in due respect of his diabetes, that is a good, strong thing that he still participated in Ramadan. And then, see, a lot of times, I know that I have often heard, even before I knew about fasting, a lot of people still don't know about fasting, and certainly a lot of people don't know about Ramadan, but of course there isn't many that do. The thing that is I've heard over the years that people, our forefathers and mothers and fathers back in the day, they would, those that did fast and had the knowledge of fasting, they would fast for people that were sick or people that was in trouble. Now, Dick Gregory was a great fast of people that was in trouble and going through hardships. And so even sometimes when we have an illness, sometimes the best thing to do for that illness is to participate in the fast. Of course, we do have, like I said, life is about balancing. We do have limitations. But Allah asks us to give, do as much as we can do in the cause of his, in the cause of your struggle or your upbringing to get yourself, find yourself back to the straight path. Do as much as you can do, you know, and Allah will certainly bless you for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Brother Larry. You want
to
say something,
co-host? Yes, I was just going to make a comment to that, which also reminds me, yes, fasting is also good for you when you're ill. People don't realize it, but they have to tell them not to fast because people don't know how to fast and they can overdo. But fasting drains the poison from your body and it relieves you. And it helps to heal you if you know how, and if it's done under the supervision of a physician or someone. But if you want to for a couple of days, a day or two or something, there should be no harm in it. But always check with your doctor to see first if it's okay for you to. I'm quite sure the average one, as long as you're not getting any worse or too sick, will allow you a couple of days, 2 or 3 days to fast if you so desire to want to try that, because it does help you to relieve you of a poison that's in the system and help the healing process.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think we have that long I just want to make a comment on that right there. This is something that I often share with Muslims in particular and people in general. They must know this. Everything that we do in this little short life is based on intentions. Almighty God, Allah, created the world based on his intent. He intended to do everything he did. And he created everything with the intent to obey him. So what I'm saying is that Allah say the believer's intention is better than our action. So Allah said he don't want Ramadan to be a hardship on us, because me, myself, I have an affliction called Crohn's disease, and I haven't been able to fast physically one day. But if you look at me and you look at the activity, the da'wah, the spreading of Islam, Allah's been blessing me to do feeding people and going out doing da'wah, and even during the daytime, I don't eat. I'm out working, so I drink. But Allah say, if you're ill or on a journey, you do not have to fast. You can make up those days later. He say, because he don't intend a hardship for us, but he intends every facility for us. He just want us to glorify him in that he have guided us, and we may be grateful. I mean, that's all I want to say.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Yes, I think that's another discussion we could go on. Going with this fasting, but we have to, like Imam Shahid Shabazz, come back to the fact of obeying Allah and what he says. If he says if you're ill, don't fast, then you have to follow it. Otherwise, you're breaking your Ramadan if you do what you want to do. So we have to have an understanding. We do what Allah says to do, and he gives us instructions as to how to fast, the ones who should or shouldn't fast during this month of Ramadan. And we are fasting for him, for his sake. So because of that, we should follow the instructions and guides of our Creator, Almighty God, Allah, in our fasting. I like he also said that I have a son who's ill and can't fast. Even likewise, he gives. He doesn't have much money. He says, Mama, I spend my money, and we cook, and we go out, and we feed people. And we go out sometimes and see someone who's hungry or something and go and get food for them. He said, this is the way that, because we can't fast, this is what we're doing this month of Ramadan. And I thought that was beautiful, because it's exactly what we should be doing. All right, Imam Shahid Shabazz, we only have 2 minutes left, so I'll give those 2 minutes to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to take one of those minutes and just say that I'm grateful for Ramadan, for the purification. Ramadan also represents purification. 10 of the days is for forgiveness. 10 of the days of Ramadan, the first 10 days, 20 days is for forgiveness and mercy. And we know in order to be saved from our own evil and the evils of this world, we must always stay in repentance. Ask Allah to forgive us, because he made us weak in flesh. So whether we're conscious or unconscious of our sins, human beings are sinning all the time. So we need to ask forgiveness all the time. So Allah says in the Quran, be quick in the race for forgiveness. And he also says, be quick in the race for towards all that's good. You can't do good until you first repent of your sin. And once you repent, Allah says, he or she who sincerely repent of a sin is like he or she who have committed no sin. Because if you're sincere and you repent of your sins and you fear Allah, you're not going to continue to commit those same sins. You might commit another sin. And even if you commit it again, Allah is often forgiven, most merciful, but don't take his mercy for granted. I mean, let Brother Larry say the prayer, and we're in.
Yes, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Lord of the worlds, thee we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us, O Allah, the straight way, the way of those whom their portions are not rare and whom go not astray. Amen.
I mean. Thank you all.
Thank you, our radio audience, for another day of a beautiful, beautiful spiritual discussion and teachings of Imam Shahid Jabbar and the guest speakers who came on to support him. We want to thank you and join us again next time, the same time, 10:30 a.m. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Peace be with you.
You as well. All of you all as well. Have a blessed day. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan.